What Russia refuses to call a war has now entered its second phase, and it's being dubbed the Battle for Donbas.
This operation in the east of Ukraine is aimed, as was announced from the very beginning, to fully liberate the Donetsk and Luhansk republics. And this operation will continue. It is beginning, another stage of this operation is beginning. And I'm sure this will be a very important moment of this entire special operation.
Ukrainians caught up in the fighting are forced to flee as Russian forces pummel cities and towns. Ukraine's president says Russia will not be successful.
Now we can already state that Russian troops have begun the battle for the Donbas, to which they have been preparing for a long time. A significant part of the entire Russian army is now concentrated on this offensive. No matter how many Russian troops are driven there, we will fight. We will defend ourselves, and we will do it every day. We won't give up anything Ukrainian, and we don't need anything foreign.
Ukraine says it's repelled a number of Russian attacks in the east. A second ultimatum issued by Russia for Ukrainian soldiers in Mariupol to surrender has passed. Moscow had said the lives of the soldiers inside the steelworks would be spared if they cease what it called senseless resistance.
The United States and Western countries are doing everything to drag out the special military operation as much as possible. The growing supplies of foreign weapons clearly signal their intention to provoke the Kyiv regime to keep fighting until the last Ukrainian.
The European Union is considering more sanctions on Russia.
We call on Russia, we continue to call on Russia to stop all the illegal and illegitimate actions connected to its aggression against Ukraine. And when it comes to next round of the sanctions, I think the EU highest representatives, the leaders of the EU and also the representatives of the member states, were very clear that we continue the work on further sanctions, and when the time will be right, they will be announced.
So far, calls for a ceasefire or the threat of sanctions have not stopped this war. And although Russia may have failed to take Kyiv, the battle for the East is one Russia cannot be seen to lose. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.